Pakistan church leaders condemn Muslim mob attacks on Christians. Personal religious arguments result in large-scale violence in Egypt, and a church plant sets down roots in Poland. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Recent violent attacks on the Christian community in Pakistan are continuing. The government claims it's providing equal rights to religious minorities, including Christians. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says, not so.
It's great to say afterwards, yeah, we want to help you and we want to make this right, but how much better would it be to actually provide some protection or put a stop to these attacks before they happen?
They're still standing alongside the remnant church, though.
Voice of the Martyrs works with the Christians in Pakistan, and in some cases, we are also coming in afterwards to try to help them put their lives back together.
Because it's an opportunity for ministry.
When Christians respond with love and they respond with forgiveness to incidents like this, that can be an incredible spark for revival, because the Muslims look at that and they say, wait a minute, how are these people able to respond that way? How are they able to still love us?
Next, two separate attacks are keeping Egyptian Christians on their toes, according to Open Doors. In both incidents, several arguments sparked violent reactions from Muslims in the entire village. First, an argument between two young men, a Christian and a Muslim, resulted in the death of the Muslim man. After the funeral, hundreds of Muslims attacked Christian homes. In a second incident, Muslims burned a building where Christians worship. Pray for the violence to stop. You're listening to Mission Network News. A coalition of Bible translation and mission agencies are working together to provide a database of scripture in multiple languages. The Forum of Bible Agencies International has launched findabible.net, an innovative, interactive website that gives easy access to 15,000 scripture products in more than 3,000 languages. World Bible Translation Center's John Anderson says,
Find the Bible is a website that comprises all scripture resources that we can access either in print, digitally, or audio, or in any other format that we can find.
The coalition includes Audio Scripture Ministries, Faith Comes by Hearing, One Hope, Open Doors, SIM, World Bible Translation Center, Wycliffe, and dozens of others. Anderson says veteran Bible translators agree.
This is the one place that has had the most scriptures available to the most people in the history of humanity.
Pray God uses it to draw many to himself. Meanwhile, Send International reports a Polish church plant has started a new project. Emmanuel Fellowship began evangelistic outreach to the local high-security prison in their town. This is encouraging progress for the church. Send's goal is to mentor the process of church planting and indigenous missions. Pray for life transformation for the dozen inmates attending the weekly Bible studies led by Emmanuel leader Andrew, a former prison guard. Pray this work will prosper. And a Christian woman will soon accept Female Athlete of the Year for the Special Olympics in southeastern Wisconsin. Shepherd's Ministries is always helping the disabled reach their fullest potential, especially in their relationship with Christ. Becky Henline has excelled in several sports, including cross-country skiing. But for participants from Shepherd Ministries, it's their faith that stands out most. Their athletes and volunteers wear shirts and hats with Bible verses on them. Cindy Weitzel says they've had people ask what the shirts mean.
Athlete was able to witness at that point in time. And one of the things for Becky, when she was at World Games, even at State Games, they said something about her attitude just being so perfect, you know, that they would love to have her go with her anywhere. And I think that the attitude speaks a lot as far as our testimony is for the Lord.
Pray that Shepherd's Ministries remains a shining witness each year so they can see more people come to Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name by going to our website, missionnetworknews.org. Just follow the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.